Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series Nick's Everyday Texts with his American friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。 So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习到英文的效果。今天的短信呢有点特殊，是我两条短信拼接的，因为刚好两条短信都有比较重要的点，但是呢废话又比较偏多，而且涉及到一些要介绍短信的背景，所以这个不然不好懂，所以呢我干脆就直接剪掉了。第一条蓝色的短信是我和朋友说一起去图书馆的一个事情，我是不是非常非常爱学习呢？然后他老是放我鸽子，然后他现在跟我道歉。第二条绿色的短信呢是我和另一个朋友在闲聊，背景是这样的，就是我在一家叫这个蒸茶的店里面点了喝的准备带走，然后看到他和一群人在聊天，然后等我拿到喝的准备走的时候，我发现他的朋友不见了，于是后来我就问他，我说你朋友哪里去了？ Alright, 那我现在先来读一遍这个短信。 Originally thought we were going today, but I have meetings at 10, then at 11:30, so after that. Okay, maybe another time, I work at 1. I'm being a terrible flake this week. Where'd your friends go?
What friends?
Bike friends or whoever you were with?
Just people I met in Zencha.
Randos?
Randos.
Alright, 那首先蓝色短信的这个第一句话啊，最后一句话 excuse me. I'm being a flake.
Flake
就是那种经常放鸽子那些人，比如说 Jack 经常放鸽子，你就可以说 Jack is a flake. 放鸽子的名词呢，你可以用 flake out on somebody. 注意连读 flake out on somebody. 不要漏这个 on 哈，这个很重要。比如说 Jack 放了我鸽子，就是说 Jack flaked it, 对吧？因为过去式嘛， Jack flaked it out on me. Number two, 绿色的短信呢 were 后面加一个这个上引号加一个 d 是缩写，可以说是这个 where would, 也可以说是 where do, 也可以是 where did, 这里呢是 did, where'd your friends go, where did your friends go, 一样的。Number three, randos, 就等于 random people, 这个特别好用哈，因为无论是口语还是短信，我们使用的频率都非常非常之高。比如说你像这个对话， who'd you talk with in the party last night, 然后他回答 a rando,就意思就是你昨晚在 party 上跟谁聊天，然后回答一个不认识的人。 Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.